I am safe and secure. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am free from condemnation, according to Romans 8:1-2, which says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:1-2. Repeat after me. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am free from the condemnation according to Romans 8:1-2, which says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:1-2. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am free from condemnation, according to Romans 8:1-2, which says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:1-2. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am assured that all things work together for good, according to Romans 8:28, which says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am assured that all things work together for good according to Romans 8:28, which says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am assured that all things work together for good according to Romans 8:28, which says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says that God is for me, and I am free from any condemning charges against me, according to Romans 8:31-34, which says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Romans 8:31-34. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says that God is for me, and I am free from any condemning charges against me, according to Romans 8:31-34, which says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Romans 8:31-34. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says that God is for me, and I am free from any condemning charges against me, according to Romans 8:31-34, which says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Romans 8:31-34. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I cannot be separated from the love of God, according to Romans 8:38-39, which says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God said, I cannot be separated from the love of God, according to Romans 8:38-39, which says, For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I cannot be separated from the love of God, according to Romans 8:38-39, which says, For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God, according to 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, which says, Now he who establishes us with you in Christ, and has anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God, according to 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, which says, Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God, according to 2 Corinthians 1:21-22, which says, Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I'm confident that the good work God has begun in me will be perfected, according to Philippians 1:6, which says, Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I am confident that the good work God has begun in me will be perfected, according to Philippians 1:6, which says, Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I am confident that the good work God has begun in me will be perfected, according to Philippians 1:6, which says, Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it till the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I am a citizen of heaven, according to Philippians 3:20, which says, For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I am a citizen of heaven, according to Philippians 3:20, which says, For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I am a citizen of heaven, according to Philippians 3:20, which says, For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I'm hidden with Christ in God, according to Colossians 3:3, which says, For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. Repeat with me, I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I'm hidden with Christ in God, according to Colossians 3:3, which says, For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am hidden with Christ in God, according to Colossians 3:3, which says, For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. According to 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I can find grace and mercy in time of need, according to Hebrews 4:16, which says, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Repeat with me, I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I can find grace and mercy in time of need, according to Hebrews 4:16, which says, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, I can find grace and mercy in time of need, according to Hebrews 4:16, which says, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me, according to 1 John 5:18, which says, We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. Repeat with me. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me, according to 1 John 5:18, which says, We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. I am safe and secure because the Word of God says, I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me, according to 1 John 5:18, which says, We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John 5:18. I am safe and secure because God himself said he will never leave me nor forsake me, according to Hebrews 13:5. Which says, Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:15. Repeat with me, I am safe and secure because God himself said he will never leave me nor forsake me, according to Hebrews 13:5, which says, Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. I am safe and secure because God himself said, he will never leave me nor forsake me, according to Hebrews 13:5, which says, let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. I am safe and secure because the word of God says, Jesus is with me until the end of the age, according to Matthew 28:19-20, which says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Repeat with me, I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, Jesus is with me until the end of the age, according to Matthew 28:19-20, which says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am safe and secure, because the Word of God says, Jesus is with me until the end of the age, according to Matthew 28:19-20, which says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you, always, even to the end of the age. I am safe and secure, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Repeat with me, I am safe and secure because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I am safe and secure because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.